Order, order.
The budget debate finally ground to a halt just before the whistle at 10 on Tuesday night, 14 hours over three sitting weeks since it began after Finance Minister Bill English delivered his second budget on Thursday, May the 20th. In the chair, coming up to 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, Assistant Speaker Eric Roy.
You only have Order. To look at...
I'm sorry to interrupt the member, but the time for this debate has expired. It's now an opportunity for the Minister of Finance to reply if he so wishes. It appears that he does not, so I'll put the questions.
There were two. The first was the amendment moved by Opposition Leader Phil Goff when he launched the debate by calling on the House to say it had no confidence in John Key's national-led government.
The ayes are 53, the noes are 69. The motion is not agreed to. The question now is that the bill be read a second time. Those of that opinion will say aye. Contrary, no. The ayes have it. Party vote. The clerk will order. The clerk will conduct a party vote.
That produced the same margin with ACT, the Māori Party and United Futures' Peter Dunn honouring their agreements to support National on votes of confidence and supply, giving the government 69 votes to defeat the 53 of Labour, the Greens and the Progressives' Jim Anderton. So the budget, as in the appropriation bill containing the spending estimates for the financial year starting on the 1st of next month, had its second reading, but with one item in particular receiving intense scrutiny and question times this week. That was the $4.8 million allocated over 4 years to the Pacific Economic Development Agency, or PEDA. Under Vote Pacific Island Affairs, it's the responsibility of National's Georgina Te Huhu, who faced this question on Tuesday from her Labour shadow, Sua William-Seo.
Who represented the Pacific Economic Development Agency throughout its negotiations with the government, which resulted in it being awarded $4.8 million of taxpayer funding in Budget 2010?
Mrs. Te Huhu's reluctance to name names eventually drew a caution from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
I believe the Parliament has a right to know where a direct question is asked unless it's not in the public interest.
One of the persons who I had discussions with was J.R. Pineda.
Once out, Mr. Pereira's name came up again on Thursday when it was the turn of Finance Minister Bill English to take the heat on this issue.
I can go back and check when I first met with Mr. J.R. Pereira. I expect it was when I first met with the Pacific Chamber of Commerce, and that may be the first occasion. That would have been perhaps early 2009. I can't be sure.
Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King reminded Mr. English that he'd once said it was critical that the government continue to responsibly manage public finances on behalf of taxpayers.
Like every other proposal that is put to the government, that will go through a thorough process of a purchase agreement, accountabilities and good care for taxpayers' money.
Sharing the spotlight with Mr. English this week, Attorney-General Chris Findlayson faced questions about the National Government's decision to repeal Labor's Foreshore and Seabed Act, with ministers giving totally conflicting answers on the significance of its proposed replacement. First, Mr. Findlayson.
Mr. Speaker, New Zealanders who were largely unaffected by the 2004 Act will notice very little difference.
Now, the Minister of Māori Affairs, Peter Sharples.
There's a big difference between Crown ownership and non-ownership. Big difference.
The Attorney-General was full of praise for his co-leader, Tariana Turia.
And can I single out the contribution of Mrs. Turia, whose courage and conviction throughout this process, and indeed since 2003, have been an inspiration. In moving forward, New Zealand owes Mrs. Turia a great debt.
Chris Findlayson, who had a busy week, standing in for Gerry Brownlee to deliver the government's weekly business statement before question time on Thursday.
Speaker, on behalf of the Leader of the House, I can advise the House that when we resume on Tuesday, 22 June, the House will consider the Impress Supply First for 2000 New Zealand Bill and the Appropriation 2009-2010 Supplementary Estimates Bill. The House will then take urgency for the rest of the week to consider a range of bills that have been circulated to all parties. It's the government's intention to take questions each day.
Mr. Findlayson then paid a compliment to his Labour shadow, Darren Hughes.
Well, I congratulate the member on his new crumpling suit, the sort of suit that social credit MPs used to wear in the old days.
Point of order, the Honourable Darren Hughes.
Mr. Speaker, can I thank the Acting Leader of the House for that update and further advise him that this is indeed a New Zealand-made suit from McAndrews in Otaki, where you can get city fashions at country prices.
Like the soccer teams, I guess that's one all, and we'll move on.
Parliament resumes at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.